open. Rodgers again wants to pass. Rolling to his right. Throws to the end zone, and it's caught. He's got a touchdown. Connor Kramer, the man from Mobile. And the Aggies are on top, 22-17.
On the Aggies Sports Network.
The drought has ended. It's raining bowl bids in Las Cruces.
This is the Arizona Bowl Preview Show, brought to you by Ashley Furniture and by Beasley Mitchell & Company. Live from Tucson, Arizona, here's the voice of the Aggies, Jack Nixon.
Good evening and welcome to Tucson, Arizona. We're at Gentle Ben's on a night that is the eve of the Aggies' return to the bowl world. And we've got a great show tonight. We've got chancellors, we've got athletic directors, we've got former players, we've got Aggie fans here. We're going to start it off right at the top with Chancellor Dr. Gary Carruthers. This is an exciting time for Aggie fans everywhere.
Absolutely. I've never seen them more excited in my life. I drove over from Las Cruces today, stopped a couple of places, 8-10 Aggies at a truck stop, 8-10 Aggies at a rest area. Everybody's headed this way. So I tweeted to somebody, I said, in my Twitter, I said, last one to leave Las Cruces, turn out the lights. Everybody's over here.
Well, I think you're right. You know, and people I know probably through the years have more than once said to you, why do you have football? That football team doesn't win, and it's not popular. Well, after it does something like this, this is kind of the dividend for having a football program.
Yeah, we recruit over here in Arizona, too, and several of the Arizona people have said to me that they didn't realize we're doing so much recruiting, but this is a good place for us to recruit not only athletes but students. And we have a lot of students come from Arizona. Our tuition is a lot less than in Arizona. Our universities, at least good or great, better than what they have over here. So it's good for us to be here, get this kind of notoriety, but it also supports a lot of earned media on behalf of New Mexico State.
Now, you've talked to the bowl people here, and they're very happy with the response by NMSU and the participation, the tickets, and so forth. Tell us about that, please.
I think they're astounded. I just heard a while ago at another function that they're 1,500 tickets short of selling out the stadium tomorrow for Utah State and New Mexico State. Now, who'd ever thought it?
Yeah.
Who'd ever thought it? A lot of energy. And by the way, most of that energy is with New Mexico State. Our band is here. We have 8,000 or 10,000 fans here at least. And so it's just going to be quite an event for us and for our university.
I think a lot of people have decided, hey, look, Christmas is done. Let's just go. They decided to get over here and have a good time. We're going to have a great time at the bowl game tomorrow. You've got some of your staff meeting people here. We're at Gentle Ben's here in Tucson, kind of spreading the word about NMSU athletics in general, not just about athletics, but the school itself.
Yeah, and we need that. And always athletics have served several purposes. We've done well in basketball, so we're known in basketball. Had a heck of a couple, three basketball games recently. That just calls to everybody in the nation that we have outstanding athletic programs. And, oh, by the way, that must be a good university to have that kind of an athletic program.
I moved to Las Cruces in 1976. My first year doing the games was the 1976 season. And it was in the old Aggie Memorial Stadium. And, you know, the world was a lot different then. But I imagine you've obviously were here a little bit before that, I'm assuming. But Las Cruces has really grown along with the university.
It really has. And university is a dominant part of Las Cruces. I tweeted the other day that what's beautiful now is the Las Cruces public school system and the city of Las Cruces are working so well with New Mexico State. We're really becoming part of the community. We're not annexed, but I said you would never know it by the way that Superintendent Ewing and Mayor Miyagashima and Stuart Eade and those people are treating the university and trying to help us. They are all pitching in to try to help us recruit students. Stuart Eade even allows some of his workers to come over here for the football game without penalizing them.
That's right.
So the community, it's really become quite a close community, and New Mexico State is part of that, even though we're not annexed.
Well, it's just a nice feeling, I think, for everyone. Whether they like sports or not, I think it's making them take a second look at New Mexico State, and just in a lot of reasons. And even though I bet there's a lot of people who maybe hadn't heard of it before, that all this attention with the bowl game, now it's front of the mind awareness. We've kind of touched on that, though.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Cinderella stories are always good. Now we want Cinderella to go and be the real princess that we think she can be.
Welcome back to Tucson. This is the Bowl pregame show from Gentle Ben's. And as promised, we've got, now I'll be honest, Joe Jackson is here. And Joe played before I got to town. So he's, let's say we're contemporaries. We're not going to talk specifics about age, Joe. We're just going to say we're contemporaries, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Joe played the defensive line for the Aggies, also went on to play in the pros with the Jets. Was there someone else besides the Vikings too, right?
Minnesota Vikings, yep.
He's a defensive lineman. He lives over in Phoenix now.
Absolutely.
Okay, Joe, tell us, you got a favorite memory for playing for the Aggies. It was for, I guess, the Jim Wood was the coach then. Is that right?
Jim Wood, yeah. Jim Wood. Jim Minnie was the offensive coordinator. He recruited me out of Withrow High School in Cincinnati, Ohio. I had no intentions of going to New Mexico State, but it worked out, and I'm so glad that the Aggies finally, after 57 years, my goodness, are in a bowl game. That's exciting. That's why I'm here.
Joe lives in Phoenix. Is that right? What are you doing over there?
Well, you know, I travel as sort of a motivational speaker / evangelist, and I've been doing that since 1985, full time.
So you travel all over the world?
Absolutely, yeah.
And are you going to use the Aggies making it to a bowl game as part of your motivational speech as someone who stayed at it, and then finally got to the top?
Well, that's a great story. 57 years, and, you know, they've had some great teams that came through here. You know, we had a great team back in the 60s and the 70s, and, you know, we never came close to a bowl game. Of course, in the 70s, there weren't 40 bowl games.
Right.
But it would have been great. You know, I played there for 4 years at New Mexico State, and we never went to a bowl game. Played with the Minnesota Vikings, and we did go to a bowl game, but it was a fourth Super Bowl loss against the Oakland Raiders. So I'm expecting some different outcome tomorrow.
Okay, now I'm going to make a stab in the dark. Was Joe Pisarcik, Duriel Harris, were they on the teams that you played on?
Yes.
Okay, so
not Duriel Harris, but Joe Pisarcik was.
Okay, so you played, Joe also then went on to play in the pros too.
Absolutely. He played about 9 years with the Giants and the Eagles, I believe.
So what sort of things do you see about – I imagine you've been able to get the atmosphere here. It's fun to see the Aggie fans finally been able to kick up their heels a little bit, isn't it?
Jack, this is so exciting. I mean, I just hate to see this leave, but it is so exciting to see the fans, to see some of the guys that I played with, like Jack Collins, Grant Foster, guys I haven't seen in a while, but we played together and we had the same hope. So this is exciting to see the enthusiasm and the excitement here this weekend.
Joe Jackson is sharing some time with us. Joe, thanks for coming by. Come back to Las Cruces once or twice, okay?
You got it, Jack.
Well, let us tell you how much we love you over there in Cruces, okay?
Love you too, brother.
Thanks, Joe.
Hey, God bless you.
God bless you. Joe Jackson sharing some time with us. And as promised, Casey Ensminger is here now. Casey is was a quarterback for the Aggies from Denver, Colorado. You're back in the Mile High now. What are you doing up there? Let's start there.
I'm actually teaching math at TJ High School, and I coach track at Mullen High School.
Wasn't TJ your alma mater?
No, it's in Denver. My alma mater was Kennedy. Was kind of a rival, actually.
Oh.
So kind of went to a rival school, but
well,
it worked out. I love it there.
Buck's a buck.
Yep.
Yeah, you were the quarterback when the Aggies beat Arizona State over in Tempe.
Yes, sir.
Tell us, I'm sure that, was that the sort of thing, well, as it just went along, we just, after the momentum got rolling, you just kind of thought, got confident and thought, man, we're just going to do anything we want?
Yeah, it was a funny story. The night before, I just remember discussing with one of our coaches, we just had kind of a special feeling that something special was going to happen, and the next day, the game started getting rolling, and we started gaining confidence. We got the first score right before the half, and it kind of snowballed from there.
So I'm sure that you kind of kept your eye on the Aggies since you've been gone, maybe just making sure that, you know, how things are going.
Absolutely.
This year, when the momentum started to fall together, what went through your mind?
I just felt a lot of pride, you know, knowing that the Aggies were finally getting to that place that they want to get to. We had a chance to make it to the bowl game, and we finally, you know, got over the hump. And I was just really, really proud to be an alum and to see that happen.
Why did you decide to work with in education?
Father and my stepfather both were in education. They were both coaches. They were both gym teachers. I grew up in the high school, basically, so I always felt comfortable there. So I went back, and I was a paraprofessional for special needs for a while, and then decided to get my license and went to teaching.
Wow, that's a nice story, Casey. Good for you. That's very admirable.
Thank you.
What would you say to Aggie fans who almost gave up hope. What would you say to them?
I would say never give up hope. The Aggies are back, and we're here to stay.
Okay. Send Bogues over here, would you?
I will do that.
Mike Boganowski is here, too, and anyone else that you see over there coming by. We're at Gentle Ben's, and this is the preview show for the Aggies bowl game tomorrow with Utah State. Well, you know, you got to have offense and defense to win games and to have a good season. And we got a guy from each side of the ball here now. We got a blocker named Shalamar Jackson. We got a defensive, he was an end and he was a linebacker and he did all kinds of stuff. Named Mike Boganowski. Now, I'd like to start by asking what you guys are doing now. Bogues, what are you doing now?
Right now, I'm currently still in the Army, 13 and a half years strong, living in Kansas.
And you've been deployed a few times, so you've defended our country overseas.
Oh, correct. Yeah, I just got back from Korea in June.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Let's leave that one be. Shalimar, what are you doing now?
I'm currently in San Diego. Work for the county of San Diego down there for the Sheriff's Department.
You're in law enforcement, too?
Yes, sir.
What attracted you to law enforcement?
I just like... being in jail, hanging out, doing things, making sure people are safe. I've always liked kind of being a leader, so that's a way of being inside without people knowing who you are.
Yeah. What about playing for the Aggies? Offensive linemen can be leaders, to be vocal, but what was it? Tell us one or two Aggie stories that you'd like to share with us about when you were playing, please.
A few Aggie stories. Let's see. I remember when I was a senior, we had a freshman come in, Nick Cole. He was kind of a phenom. He was like one of the best linemen I've ever seen play. He came in and immediately made an impact and then broke his hand and couldn't play anymore for the season. And it kind of left us in a lurch, but we were able to rebound and really have a good season that year.
Now, you played for Tony Samuel?
Yes, sir.
What was it like playing for Tony?
It was amazing. Actually, it was more of a family atmosphere.
Yeah.
We were really supported. We really felt like we fought for each other. It was we really enjoyed it. I can say, like, we really felt like we had, like, people behind us.
And I would agree with what Shalimar said about being a... I say relaxed as much as relaxed as the football, you know, staff could be. They weren't wound too tight, and they worked hard, but they understood that you needed to have time away from the game, too.
So I was talking over there to some of the older guys that were here when I got here my freshman year, and relaxed, you can say that. Coach Sam was a cool guy, relaxed and everything, but my first two-a-days, and that was at year 97 fall. It was 3 weeks of two-a-days. And I can remember not knowing anything that was going on, eat, sleep, football. And I just remember wanting to quit because it was that bad. It was a shock. And Coach Sam's worked as hard. Laid-back guy. But on the football field, yeah, it went down.
Well, of course, Husker, Barney Cotton, was on that program. He's an Omaha guy. We're kind of Omaha guys.
Oh, yeah.
We like that. Barney was the offensive coordinator, and another guy who was all business, but he could take his foot off the gas a little bit, though.
So it's funny. So I go back to when I was coming out of high school and all the guys that recruited me at different schools that went to New Mexico State. Coach Cotton at Kearney, Coach Standard, I think he was at South Dakota, Coach Godowski, you know, Coach Sams, like all those guys, and they all came to that staff, and it was just a good mix. But they know how to play the game.
Shalimar, we'll start with Shalimar. I think you'd like to say to the Aggie fans that have been waiting and waiting, and now they're rewarded?
You know, it's been, I guess, 57 years, and we're really excited to see us come and pull this out, you know, tomorrow in this game. We have a great fan base, and we're supportive, and we're really excited, and we're behind them.
And they're going to show out tomorrow for the Aggies.
Aggie Nation really, really able to be a complete family now with this bowl game.
It's unbelievable,
I mean,
Jack.
It's okay to be ignorant. I mean, we deserve it. I mean, we have had a lot of dedication, like you said, blood, sweat, and tears. We fought. We've had deserving years where we could have been to bowl games. we look forward to New Mexico State having another undefeated home year. Mm-hmm. We take pride in that. And so a lot of people are here showing support that there's belief in Aggie Nation.
Okay, Shalimar Jackson, stay safe. Stay safe out there. And you say stay safe too, Bogues, and the service. Shalimar and Mike Boganowski sharing some time with us. Thanks, fellas, for coming by.
All day. Okay.